This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Israeli forces today moved into the West Bank town of Bethlehem in search for militants. It's the first incursion into Bethlehem in 6 months, and it comes a day after a suicide bus bombing in Jerusalem that killed 10 Israelis. Israeli security sources said the operation probably would last only a few hours and be limited to arresting suspects and destroying the house of the suicide bomber at a nearby refugee camp. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Jerusalem. What more do you know about the move into Bethlehem?
Well, news agencies report that before dawn, the Israeli army instructed Palestinian security officers, who are now in charge of Bethlehem, to abandon their checkpoints outside of the city, and Israeli troops then moved in. It was not a large contingent, about 15 armored vehicles, and they have already withdrawn from most of the areas of Bethlehem. The sweeps they conducted were targeted at militants and anyone who may have had information about yesterday's deadly suicide bombing. Israeli press is quoting eyewitnesses who say the soldiers detained 12 Palestinians during the raids, and the Israeli forces remained in the area of the suicide bomber's home, which you mentioned, Bob. According to Israel Radio, they were prepared to demolish it today. The bomber's family is reported to have evacuated the place.
Is there any indication that Israel's contemplating wider action?
Well, interestingly, so far there has been a very restrained response. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon met with his senior security officers Thursday night, last night, to talk about Israel's response to the attack that took place just steps from the official residence of the prime minister. He was not there. But yesterday, the defense minister ordered the security establishment not to renew closures on the West Bank and Gaza after the attack. Shaul Mufaz explained that any action was going to be taken specifically against terror organizations. Israel has come under a lot of pressure for general closures in the occupied West Bank and Gaza that are very problematic to the local Palestinian populations, and it would appear that they're refraining from that this time. There is no sign of a major military operation underway, or no general closures have been imposed. In fact, Israeli officials say that is not going to be done here. But Israel turned a page, Bob, in the public relations campaign in the aftermath of this bombing. For the first time, the foreign ministry published on its website extremely graphic pictures of the destruction of the bombing. And it contained a statement that basically said, for those who doubt that Israel needs a separation barrier, take a look at the reality of what suicide bombings produce. I spoke with some Israelis today about that site, that website, and they said they did indeed look at it. They were shocked, but they said this is the reality, and people need to know what Israel is up against. There is no question that this event has boosted the fortunes of Israel's largest infrastructure project in decades, and support for this fence and wall barrier would appear to be stronger than ever.
Two militant groups have claimed responsibility for yesterday's bombing in Jerusalem, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades and Hamas.
Mm-hmm. It's still not clear on whose behalf this bomber was acting. As you say, there were these two claims. Today, Hamas took responsibility, saying it was to avenge the deaths of a number of Palestinian gunmen who were killed in an Israeli raid in Gaza Wednesday. Yesterday, the claim was from the Al-Aqsa Brigade. This is a highly factionalized offshoot of Yasser Arafat's Fatah group. And adding to all the confusion, apparently the bomber himself is reported to have left behind two separate letters in which he said that he was acting on behalf of both groups. But Palestinian militant groups have occasionally made conflicting claims in the aftermath of attacks. They've also carried out a number of joint operations. But on whose behalf this one was done remains a little unclear. But it's not what was on the minds of those who were burying their dead today in Israel, certainly.
Right, the funerals are today, right?
Yeah, this was a culmination of a very emotionally charged week. The prisoner exchange with Hezbollah had heightened sensitivities already. The soldiers whose remains were to come home in an exchange did come home. There were funerals underway for them today. But at the funerals of those who had perished in the bombing, poignant stories from their families and friends about how they had been late for work in one case. But people talk, too, about the despair they feel over the situation. They know it can't go on. They feel eager and say that the peace is overdue.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Jerusalem.